This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
We begin today with all things Pride and especially the exciting new original Pride song. And joining me in the studio is the president of Pride March Victoria, Brett Hayhoe, and the creators of the song here in the studio, Will Conyers. And on the line we have David Peake. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having us back again.
And again, and again, and...
Good morning, Peaky.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you excited?
Oh, it's ridiculous how excited I am, Doug.
I had a heart transplant last night.
Oh, really?
Yes, it used to live in my chest. It's now doing Tarzan things on my uvula.
Yeah. Now, look, I thought what we would do was to get you to talk just a tiny bit about this song. We'll play it and then we'll come back and discuss it in more detail. But you two collaborated on creating this song. So is this the genesis of a new Rodgers and Hammerstein or whatever team coming along here?
Look, it depends how much we smack each other around the head. But yes, I think it probably is. About 8 or 9 months ago, Brett Hayhoe asked me about what about a Pride song. And I offered my services to write it. And then... we started talking about it, and then I suggested that we canvass the community, and we got a lot of suggestions in. But the song had to have a very, very specific brief. It had to be at a speed people could march to, and people of all ages. In actual fact, it probably needed to hark to the great, you know, songs that have been hitched by Pride before. You know, like the Gloria Gaynors or the Madonnas or whatever. It had to have that sort of feeling, but it also had to really resonate the population of Pride March. And so we hope, having gathered all the bits and pieces together, we hope we've done it. Just only 3 weeks ago, it's ridiculous, 3 weeks ago David Peake came on board and he's arranged it all and has looked after a lot of the vocal harmonies as well. And it was recorded in here at Joy Monday week ago, and the turnaround's been a little bit fast, hasn't it, Peake?
Oh, yes, it was a bit of a sprint to the finish, but we got there, didn't we?
Now, you've done a second... We've got two versions of this song, haven't we, Peaky?
We've got
the what we're calling the radio mix, but you've also done a separate dance mix as well. Why two versions?
Well, from the get... that's just my kind of thing. That's the kind of music that really... I love to listen to, and I thought when I heard...
Oh, it's a generational thing, yeah?
Well, yeah, but also, you know, we need something for the clubs. We need something for the boys to have fun too in the clubs, I think.
Absolutely, and the girls too. And we should mention, the two featured singers on the radio edit. It's the wonderful voice of Adrian Ladoni, who did a fantastic job with the song. And on the... dance mix, it's a young lady who, once again, we're giving a chance to. Her name's Raylene Espesta, and she's got vocal chops from hell, hasn't she, Peaky?
Oh, she's got such a hot voice. You just gotta listen to it to believe it. It's hot.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear from
that voice. That voice would just about turn me straight, I reckon.
Not possible.
Not possible. I don't think. No. Well, we'll hear from Raylene at about just before 10 o'clock because we want to play the song itself. Will, would you like to do the honours and do the intro?
Well, it gives me great pleasure on behalf of Pride March Victoria to introduce to Joy 94.9, who's a co-sponsor in the song.
And the world.
And the world. The world's first ever original Pride March song. It's called Proudly Walking, and you're on Joy 94.9.
SMS Freshly Dug 0427 Joy 949. Freshly Dug until midday on Joy 94.9.
Well, that's it. You've now heard it. Proudly Walking, the world's first purpose-built Pride anthem, I think we can safely say. We have the creators, one of them here in the studio, Will Conyers, and David Peake on the line. David, how does it feel to hear it go out over the airwaves?
It feels great. Like, I've literally eaten, slept, breathed, talked this song for about 3 weeks, and I still get a great geek out of listening to it. It's a great song.
Now, we want to know what you think about this song, too. We want to hear SMS is 0427-JOY-949, call 1300-JOY-949, or email onair@joy.org.au, or even Twitter @FreshlyDug. Like the song? Hate it? Love it? Want to hear it again? We'd like to hear from you. Like I said, 0427-JOY-949. That's 569-949, for those of you who don't have alphanumeric keyboards and are stuck with Blackberries. Get an iPhone. Now, joining us in the studio now also is the general manager of Joy 94.9, Danae Gibson. Morning, Danae.
Morning, Doug. Hello, everyone.
In other words, hello, boss.
I feel like one of the peeps today.
Yeah?
It's fantastic to be part of that, listening to that solidarity for the first time. It's brilliant. I love it.
Now, that was actually recorded here in this very studio, was it not?
It was. I don't know how we fitted those 48 backing vocalists into this small studio. Unbelievable job. And we're very happy to donate the studio space so that Proudly Walking could be recorded. And then the magic, some of the other magic was created elsewhere. But it was a fantastic day very recently in Joy with people everywhere.
And a very hot day, too.
And lots of colour movement. It was wonderful.
Well, I was sitting out here on the in the office area and watching people trooping in and out of here to re-record another piece and re-record another piece. I mean, Will, how long did it take you all together?
Well, given that we had to do it in tiny slabs because it was a very hot day and the studio just kept heating up so quickly and we had to let the air conditioning take over for, you know, little moments, so we were learning stuff out in the foyer. Oh, to knock it over in 10 hours was not too bad, really. That's pretty good going, given the complexity of what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, there were all the production to do, which, of course, is... that was yet another job, wasn't it, Peaky?
Yes, an altogether entirely different beast, yeah. Which took about the same amount of time, actually, so...
Yeah.
It's actually amazing that, as you say, in 3 weeks in total, plus those, 20-odd hours, and there you have the finished product, not once but twice, because you get dance mix as well, don't
I? I wanted to say congratulations to Will and Peaky for creating that magic, and how lucky do you feel, Brett, that you've got something... It's a great concept, it's a great idea, but the actual product is awesome.
Oh, it certainly is. It looked... Pride Month Victoria is a wonderful organisation, and I'm so pleased and proud that we've been able to attract the calibre of people like this young man sitting beside me that I'm playing with his leg, which is great for radio.
We'll get the webcam up next week, Brett.
The beautiful young man beside me, and of course David coming on board as well. It really shows you what a community can do if they all pull together. And look, I've probably said this 1,000 times and I'll say it 1,000 times more. Thank you to Joy as well.
Danae,
you've been a wonderful support. And of course, all the staff here at Joy have been a great support. The people on this track, the people on this song, have all donated their time to what is, in my opinion, because I'm president of the organization, a wonderful cause. And I just cannot thank them enough.
Yes. Well, we're getting some SMS responses already. We got one here from Marsha who says, love the new Pride song, !! Thank you. And congratulations. The song is a remarkable piece of honesty, intelligence and pride. Adrian's a brilliant singer, an incredible performer. What a release. Also, Raylene and the choir, what a box. Well done, Will and David, from your biggest fans, John, Anne, Bridget and Miranda Garofalo.
And we've got from Suzanne Martin here, congratulations, Will, Peaky and Adrian.
So there.
And, you know, Doug, I can hear this. Oh, well, I can see that being sung, you know, somewhere in Detroit and in Broome and in Wellington. And that's what I love about it. It is fantastic. Can't you see it just mind's eye?
What do you think, Peaky?
Well, yeah, exactly as you say, mate. It's universal, literally. It's all about our humanity. It's really beautiful, beautiful work.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, we're all very proud of you, Peaky. We better let you go now, I think. But thank you very much.
Got to do some work, but Danae just wants to say a quick word before you go.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for letting us play it exclusively for a few days on Joy. We're very pleased about that. You'll be hearing Proudly Walking over the next few days before those other mainstream people get a hold of it.
And before it goes on.
But this is our mainstream. This Joy 94.9 is the community's mainstream in terms of radio. Yeah.
Okay, Peaky, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and well done.
Cheers. See ya.
That was David Peak there, the co-creator, along with Will Conyers, who also has to earn a living. So we better let him get on with that. Okay, well, as I said, keep those messages coming in, 0427-JOY-949. You can call us, 1300-JOY-949. That's 569-949. Email onair@joy.org.au, or you can Twitter me, just at Freshly Dug. Roe says, congrats and well done to Will, David, and everyone who created such a great song. And J.D. Doyle, listening from Houston in Texas, loved it.
Oh, wow.
So there's your first international play there, and your first international fan.
And in fact, to the gentleman in Houston, if he's a member of Interpride, and his Pride organization is a member of Interpride, and if they're not, they should be, you will be able to see and hear the song. I say see and hear because we're also doing a film clip for it. You'll be able to see and hear Proudly Walking at this year's Interpride's AGM and World Conference in Long Beach in California.
Yeah, well, J.D. Doyle from Houston actually runs the Out Radio site and is the producer of Audiophile, the monthly radio review of CDs of interest to the GLBTI communities.
We're loving you, Mr. Doyle. Mr. Doyle, sir.
Can I say, Doug, we've also had our first request to play it again.
Yes, indeed we have. Oh, no, just read Will's Facebook update. Missed it by 5 minutes. Are you replaying it, or where else can we hear it? Cheers, Jay. We will be playing the dance mix, which is a different mix, towards the top of the hour, and later in the show we may very well play the full track again, perhaps on our way out.
Will, has it got cowbells in the dance track version?
No, but it's got a rather trick little string section.
Excellent. Who
really get down and funky. I had Peaky and I have been laughing about the dance mix being played by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and we've Brilliant. Been impersonating them. We've got a message here from Matt Fennell in Brisbane who says, yay. And, yeah, that's just fantastic response. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Also, Grant says, thank you so much, guys. Can't wait to proudly walk to that song. When and where? When and where? Well, of course, at Pride March.
Yes, and that's, of course, on Sunday the 7th of February.
And, of course, the CD will be for sale. It's a fundraiser for Pride.
It will be indeed.
Sorry to interrupt. You can proudly walk wherever you like. That's part of the point. But particularly the Pride March is on Sunday, earlier than usual, I understand.
It is indeed. Assembly from midday and the march from 2 p.m.
In Frankston. You didn't tell me. I don't even know where Frankston is.
You'd have to march in Ugg boots if you did it in Frankston.
Of course we assemble on the corner of Fitzroy Street and Lakeside Drive, marching down Fitzroy Street to end the march and continue the celebration in the beautiful Katani Gardens right on the waterfront at gorgeous St Kilda.
Well, we'll be proudly walking. Joy 94.9 is happy to be a part of this project. Congratulations to the creators, and good on you, Brett. I'm just going to take this and give it to the music team so we can program it.
When she said this, by the way, for those who can't see their radio, she's holding the CD.
Well, you're a very attractive man, Brett. Yes. No, I'm going now. Bye.
And Joy 94.9 is doing an OB that day too, aren't they? Oh,
of course we'll be there. Yep. I think we'll be on the back of a ute, but you'll be able to tune in whether you're in Houston or Frankston or anywhere. You can listen to us.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Danae. I know you're really, really busy. We'll come back and talk some more about Pride in a moment. Don't forget, give us your reactions. What do you think of the Pride song? Do you want us to play it again? Etc., etc. 0427-JOY-949 or phone 1300-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au or Twitter @FreshlyDug. We'll be back in a moment after When You Walk in the Rain with Agnetha Pupskog. And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. We're doing a Pride special for the first hour today. And in particular, we've been launching the Pride song, Proudly Walking, the world's first original and genuine only Pride song. We've got one of the creators with us in the studio, Will Conyers, and the head honcho from Pride March Victoria, Brett Hayhoe. We've been asking you, too, what you think of the song. 0427 JOY 949 1300 JOY 949, on air at joy.org.au or Twitter at Freshly Dug to let me know, and several of you have. Becky Field says, I was just listening in and heard the amazing Proudly Walking. Oh my God, what a catchy and uplifting song. I do not have enough superlatives to describe it. It had me sitting here at work wanting to do hand claps over my head. Congratulations to the whole team involved. You richly deserve it. And that nice, Will.
It's amazing.
Tex says, great song, looking forward to marching to it on Pride March Day. Wonderful, cheers.
Thank you, Tex.
And Nina, that's still Nina from Broadway at Bedtime, I'm sure. Mm. Congratulations, Will and Peaky. I'm very proud of you both, as indeed we all are. And Brian from the board of Pride March, whom Brett will know, phoned in to say he loved it, and please will we repeat it, because he could listen to it all day. to which Brett said, go back to work.
But we are going to be playing the dance mix a bit later on. We might play that one again.
Yeah, we'll play the dance mix later on, a bit nearer towards the top of the hour, about 5 to 10 or thereabouts. And we will reprise the radio mix at the end of the show. We'll go out on a high note. That will be just before 12. So you'll get another chance to hear the radio mix just before 12 and the dance mix just before 10. Okay, Brett, Pride isn't just about a march, is it?
Look, Pride's about many, many things, Doug. This year, particularly with Pride March Victoria, of course, we've been able to get various numbers of things changed, keeping the organisation and the event very fresh. Look, I'm very, very proud, as we all are in this room, of Proudly Walking. And Proudly Walking, of course, is one chapter of the book of Pride. We've certainly made history today. And I think the whole community should be extraordinarily proud of Proudly Walking, and it is another it closes another chapter of the history book of Pride.
We should say though, Brett, it was your idea to come up with an original song for Pride.
Look, I'm also yes, and thank you, Will, but I came back from, and Doug will be able to appreciate this as well, when you travel, you see so many different things that people are doing around the world. You get fresh ideas.
Yeah.
You get new perspectives on the things that you normally do. And my work with InterPride has sent me around the globe for the last 3 years. And I came back from InterPride last year, and I thought, you know, nobody's ever done a Pride song. Wouldn't that be lovely to do?
Yeah, because we've always borrowed, haven't we? We've got lots of secondhand songs.
We've gone to Madonna and used her songs. We've gone to Kylie and used her songs. We've never, ever actually done a song for ourselves, and we now have. Another example of that is I was very honoured to be part of Pride London. And Doug, we spoke about this when I came back from London.
Yeah, we did indeed.
And this year on the stage at Pride March Victoria, you will see some beautiful rainbow drops at the back of the stage, which is an absolute idea stolen out of Trafalgar Square. So, you know, it's those things that you find and you see and you observe and you learn from as you travel around the world.
You know, there's one idea I saw at London Pride which I would love to see you borrow for Pride March Victoria. Last time I saw some photographs a friend of mine sent. Lots and lots of people were carrying the Union Jack, but instead of a blue background, it had a pink background.
Yes.
I think it'd be great to do the Australian flag with a pink background.
Actually, there were people, I was, again, honoured to be part of Head of Parade, and there were people in Head of Parade with exactly that flag, yes. And I thought that was a great idea as well.
I think on Australia Day, we might get a few hoons who didn't like it.
Well, you know.
We could fly a big one up at Cronulla, right? You know,
yeah,
see what happens.
Well, we're currently flying the rainbow flag, of course, at St Kilda Town Hall, thanks to the City of Port Phillip, who are great supporters of Pride March Victoria. So, look, the Pride March Victoria has this year been able to instigate so many beautiful changes for Pride March, and I'm really, really elated about the event for this year, the 7th of February. We now have a world-first original song. We've been able to bring back the time to 2 o'clock, which is going to work for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Mums, dads, older people, everybody is going to benefit from that change of time. And, of course, we've instigated for the first time again a community village at Pride March, proudly sponsored, of course, by Gasworks Arts Park. And I won't talk too much about that because we're going to a little later in this hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all going to be down at Kitani Gardens.
Indeed.
In the usual spot down by the beach. Will, is there going to be a live performance of the song down at Kitani Gardens? Can you reveal anything?
Yes, indeed there is. Adrian's going to do the radio edit for us on the main stage at the beginning of the proceedings, I believe, down there on the main stage, or just after.
We will start off the proceedings around about the 3:30 mark, once everybody's in Kitani Gardens. The usual speeches will occur, of course, and they're vitally important. Mm-hmm. The messages that come out in those speeches are important, apart from my speech. we will have...
I was going to say, no, of course, every word you say, Brett,
no,
is a gem.
You don't need to argue with me on that point. we will have indeed the Attorney General and Deputy Premier Rob Hulls. We will have the Chief Police Commissioner.
That's Simon Overland. Yes, following in his predecessor steps.
We will also have the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Frank O'Connor, and we will then have Adrian Ladonie singing "Proudly Walking."
That sounds like it's going to be quite an event.
Just while we're on the song, there's two sponsors that came on board very, very late in the piece and came on board with absolute generosity, and that's the people at Brendan and his team at Multiplicity, and also the fantastic team who did the post-editing and mastering out at Baker Street Studios. And a particular thank you to Jason Bryant, who gave up an entire day to mix the radio edit, and to Andrew Christie, who spent Sunday on the dance mix.
Yes, and we should also say there were a lot of other people involved. I mean, we joked about being a choir of thousands in there, you know, the not quite the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, but not very far off it by the sound of it. But actually, that was a whole load of people who came in, not a vast number, but who lent their voices, including your mate from Broadbent Bedtime, PJ.
Yes, indeed. Maureen Andrew, who's just finished Billy Elliot, PJ Buchanan, of course, Raylene, who sings the dance mix, but she was also in the choir, Adrian himself, Marianne McCormick, who's just come back from national tours of umpteen different musicals, Marnie McQueen, who you might know as Rosa Wax on Joy 94.9, David Peake, and fantastic solo artist in his own right, Brad Schmidt.
So thank you to all those people too for their very generous contribution and hard work. I thought we ought to give them a mensch.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And look, while we're doing mentions, we should also probably mention that the printing of the cover of Proudly Walking has been donated again. Everything in this project has been donated, and it's so wonderful to see people coming on board and supporting Pride March. Darren and Martin at Hype Communications and Print have come on to print the cover, and a little bit of a kick in the back pocket of Pride came after Carnival from my good friend and colleague Tom McFeely at The Peel. So I think we've done all the sponsors now. So we've got all of those sponsors out of the way.
Well, we have to say thank you, because it is marvellous that people will, as you say, the whole community come together and do something like this. Now, we did talk about it being a fundraiser for Pride. Where and when will people be able to get their hands on the actual physical disky thingy?
The disky thingy will be available.
Well, nowadays people download things, but this is on a disk.
Absolutely. Yes. And I find one person uploading it, I'll find their hands and break their fingers. The disky thingy will be available at the merchandise stand at both Assembly and also at Kitani Gardens. Now, in Assembly, you'll find the merchandise. Well, there's only one marquee at Assembly.
At Assembly Point, yeah.
Merchandise is in there. When you enter Kitani Gardens, you would need to be severely visually impaired if you didn't see the rotunda. In the rotunda will be a whole bunch of Pride volunteers selling T-shirts, caps, and, of course, proudly walking.
And we would urge everyone, chip in, buy one, take it home with you, give one to your mother.
And well, what we'd like everyone to do, quite frankly, Doug, is to grab themselves a cap, a T-shirt, a streamer, a rainbow ring, and a proudly walking CD.
You will have
done your utmost on the 7th of February to support your community.
Okay, well, we're going to come back in a moment and we're going to talk about the Pride Village that you mentioned and the contribution of Gasworks. But in the meantime, if you can remember what the song sounded like, and I'm sure you did because it stuck in my brain first time out, SMS is 0427JOY949 to let us know what you thought of it, or Twitter at Freshly Done. Or email onair@joy.org.au. Don't forget, we will be playing the dance mix just before the top of the hour, and we'll play the radio mix again at the end of the programme. In the meantime, we're going to listen to somebody else's music. I think I've heard of this person. The music's No Good Without You by Cher. It's Doug Pollard here with Freshly Doug. With me in the studio, Will Conyers, who's one of the creators of the new Pride song, Proudly Walking. Brett Hayhoe, chief of Pride March Victoria. And we're joined by Alexander from Gasworks, who are running the Pride Village, I believe.
Good morning, gents.
Brett.
Yes, look, for the again, we briefly mentioned it before. One of the other things that we've been able to get up and running this year, thanks to Gasworks Arts Park, is a Gasworks Community Village. Very funnily enough, Doug, this was arranged with a series of about 100 emails between Alex's desk here in Melbourne and my little computer desk in the room that I was staying in Astoria, Queens, in New York. In October last year, and a whole bunch of argy-bargy sort of happened, and we finally came to a conclusion and an agreement on how it was going to happen. And again, we have to thank Gasworks for coming on board and running this particular area of Pride March Victoria.
Now, Alex, what's in the village? Well, that sounds awfully sort of sinister, in the village, but
lots of gays in the village, yes. I believe. Yeah.
Well, so we're here, but...
Well, we have the patrons of Pride, who are the year-round supporters, mm-hmm. But this year we're also inviting a whole range of community businesses, community groups, all the favourite GLBTI knick-knack shops... can I say natural euphoric herbs?
Oh, I think we can let you get away with that
good,
one, yes.
Good. And food, drink, we'll have a hydration station supplied to us by Southeast Water. We have a whole range of great roving performance throughout as well. And on the stage, we're providing a whole range of fine artists specifically to entertain all the people that might want to do their shopping at the end of Pride March.
So now I think you mentioned you've got children's entertainers as well, didn't you?
We do. We have Kath Jamison, Australia's leading female magician, and Cha-Cha Sam, who headlines the children's holiday program at Gasworks. And we also have Circus Trick Tees, who are the People's Choice Award of the Fringe Festival and Best Entertainment from the Fringe Festival.
Well, we've got a nice selection there.
As we talk about the entertainment, Doug, again, by bringing back Pride March to starting at 2 o'clock, it's been able to open Pride March to doing a much more varied array of entertainment. So the earlier part of the afternoon with kids' entertainment, they're moving into more adult entertainment once the kids have gone home to bed and had dinner and all of that sort of stuff. So, again, we're adding that which has always been there, is Pride March has always been a family-friendly environment and a family-friendly event.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, we've got lots more families with children now than we used to have. So.
Well, we certainly do. And I
think sometimes we ought to rename it the Pram March.
Well, look, I read a comment on a social networking site just recently by somebody saying, Pride March is family-friendly with big question marks. I think that person needs to go away and question themselves on what they consider to be a family.
Mm-hmm.
And if they consider a family to be mum, dads and 3.2 children,
and be part of the GLBTI community. They have some really, really deep issues to deal with.
They do. I just want to break in here because we've had a few more SMSs and I think they're relevant here. Grant would like some information about your printer and so on, Brett. We can just say if he wants information, if anyone wants information about any of the sponsors of Pride, anyone who's contributed in that, they just have to go to the Pride March Victoria website, which is...
Indeed, pridemarch.com.au. And for our sponsors, you go to the partners page. You can click on either the partners page or the patrons page, and all of those people who have supported, businesses who have supported Pride March Victoria, you'll be able to link through to their websites and get their... Yeah. Contact details.
And thanks for asking that, Grant, because it is important that when people support our community supports them back. So do check out those sponsors and patrons. J.D. Doyle has come back again from Out Radio over in Houston saying, "Hi, heard both versions this morning." Actually, you haven't. The second version hasn't gone to air just yet, but it will soon. Actually, in Houston, it's afternoon. I produce three radio shows solely devoted to the music of GLBT artists, and it would be very neat to be able to air one or both versions of the song. Can you pass this along to whoever would handle the request? All shows are archived, so I could provide links to the Pride sites where the CD would be sold. So... the gentlemen concerned are both sitting here in the studio.
Well, to the man sitting in Houston, the answer is wait.
But we've got your details, Mr. Doyle. Thank you very much, Mr. Doyle. Thank you very much.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yes, and the moment I've figured out how much I'm going to charge everybody, then we'll release it to you.
Okay, and another question here. Hi, guys. We're from the country. They're obviously listening online. How do we get hold of a copy of the CD?
Okay, look, I know it's really difficult for people in the country. And quite frankly, hopefully, if the CD sells well enough here in Melbourne, that we can do a rerun of the, we can do a reprint of the CD, and we can have a much broader distribution of the CD.
But it's only available for personal shoppers at this stage.
At this point in time, Doug, the whole idea is it's obviously a project of Pride March Victoria, and it's a fundraiser of Pride March Victoria. Therefore,
come to
it
Pride
only
March.
Makes sense. That it's available at Pride March Victoria.
Right.
So look, once that happens, once the 7th of February is over...
Then broader distribution
then,
will be looked at?
Then look, we'll look at a whole range of other things.
Put it in Sanity, you know?
But let's crawl before we walk.
Get it on iTunes?
We've actually... I'm ignoring that comment, Mr. Pollard. We have a comment here from Matt Fennell, who said, "What a remarkable achievement. It makes me so very proud to be a part of the community. This song is a hit in the making, hit with exclamation mark. Congratulations to Pride March Victoria, Joy 94.9, and all the artists who have moved me in the most joyous way. Sincere thanks, beautiful, heartfelt, touching, and ball-bustingly powerful." For the ladies in the audience, we'll explain that later.
I think he might have liked it a bit. Well, in a couple of minutes, stay tuned, because in a couple of minutes we are going to play the dance mix, and you can tell us what you think of that one too, because it's very different. It's still great, but it's a very different kind of song.
Now, look, Doug, if I can just go back to the Gasworks Arts Park Community Village as well. When you walk into Katani Gardens this year, the rotunda is obviously still there. You will have the food vendors on your left-hand side. Nothing apart from a bar, the toilets, and karaoke will be on Pier Road. Mm-hmm. As you would know, for the last couple of years, we've been having a beach party type theme. We've now moved everything back into Katani Gardens. Mm. So the food vendors are in Katani Gardens on the left-hand side. As you keep walking toward the Gay Dar main stage, you will find a whopping great bar. You will not have trouble getting a drink this year. Then, of course, you've got that mound in the middle, and then the Gasworks Community Village and Entertainment Stage is on your right-hand side as you look down Katani Gardens. Essentially, there's going to be so much for people to be able to do, see, and enjoy at Pride March this year. You will fill in the 7-8 hours at Katani Gardens very easily.
Right, and you've got plenty lined up for everybody, haven't you, Alex?
Well, we do, and that's why we're really grateful for the opportunity to be able to be involved, because we're City of Port Phillip's Arts and Cultural Centre, and so this allows us to move some of our community celebrations funding to putting on this stage. And we bring with us our headline acts like Yana Alana and the Piranhas doing a special set for Pride March. Wow. This we're launching Paralox, new CD. They'll be closing the Gasworks Gasworks stage. We've got the favourites from the Midsummer launch, Tina Del Twist, Rocco D'Amore. So, yes.
Well, that brings me to an SMS we've just got here, actually. It says, for me, it's not just about being a family. Anyone can do that biologically, but it's about having family-minded values. This obviously refers to your remarks earlier about family values, Brett.
And yes, I agree. And that was really the crux of what I was saying.
Not showing sex-based floats and behaviours in the Pride March is having family values, to me. Easier said than done with many sectors of our community. Not that I'm ashamed, more that I'm child-friendly. And that's from Nurse James.
I'm not particularly aware of anything that's overtly...
We're not Mardi Gras.
...sexual. It's not Mardi Gras, it's Pride March. Yes, we have the leather and the bear community who often march in chaps. I defend those entries very, very stringently. I defend everybody who wants to be part of Pride March Victoria. I don't think that there's anything along Fitzroy Street that I would, and I guess I'm more broad-minded than most people, but there's really nothing on Pride March, at Pride March, and I have done the march list. That's another one of the jobs that the boss gets. I have done the Pride March list, and I can tell you that we have around 17 new groups this year than have marched in the past. It's going to be fabulous, and I don't believe there is anything that is offensive.
Okay.
Can I jump in for a moment?
Can we hold that one off,
sure,
there? Because we're running a little bit low on time here, and we did promise people we were going to play you the dance mix of the Proudly Walking. Now, who's the singer on this one, Will?
We're introducing Raylene Asbestor. It's got quite a long intro, so you can roll it. Thanks, Nick. Fantastic singer Raylene Asbestor, and she knocked this over in about two takes.
Yeah, and this is the dance mix of Proudly Walking, which will also be on the same CD. So you get two for the price of one. Isn't that nice?
You actually get three for the price of one because we've also added a backing track on there.
So people can have a sing.
So here we go, the dance mix.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.